AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The U.S. and other world powers are hitting Russia with more sanctions amid Vladimir Putin's full-scale invasion of Ukraine.
Ukraine's U.S. ambassador says the assault is coming from everywhere.
From the east, south, north, and from the air.
It's Europe's biggest ground war in decades.
Peace on our continent has been shattered.
NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg and other world leaders are blasting the attack at the White House.
Putin chose this war. And now he and his country will bear the consequences.
President Biden announcing new sanctions on Russian banks, oligarchs, and other targets. But the U.S. and Western powers are not heeding Ukraine's pleas to cut Russia out of a key financial network connecting thousands of banks, fearing that would cause huge economic problems in Europe and elsewhere. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukraine's president orders a full mobilization of his military. Close to 140 people, both service members and civilians, have died in the Russian attacks. Anti-war demonstrations staged in cities across Russia, including Moscow, where the crowd chanted no to war. Some 1,700 people have been detained in more than 50 Russian cities. More than 330,000 people signing an online petition denouncing Putin's actions. Russian embassies around the world draw protesters, including in Washington. Willis Wendler says people are shocked by the invasion.
A lot of people are going to have to wake up and realize that the free world, like, really has to unite to do what they can to stop this.
A senior State Department official says despite plummeting relations, the U.S. still believes it's important to maintain diplomatic contact with Russia to facilitate communication between our governments. This is AP News. Tens of thousands of Ukrainians sought shelter deep underground.
People, many families with children, brought their own sleeping bags and blankets, chatting and eating dinner. It was a cheery atmosphere, an escape from the city. Bogdan Voitenko says the subway stations are the only places right now where you can hide in Kyiv. All the other places are terrifying. Anton Mironov feels tired and anxious. He says nobody believed this war would start and they would take Kyiv directly. Mironov says none of this feels real. I don't even know how to relate to it. Some have their luggage, not knowing where the fighting above ground will take them. I'm Ed Donahue.
Three former Minneapolis police officers convicted by a federal jury found guilty of depriving George Floyd of his civil right to medical care when Officer Derek Chauvin pressed his knee into Floyd's neck while he was handcuffed and face down on the street. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.